This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It happens less often than you might think, but when Virginia opossums get seriously frightened, they sometimes react by feigning death. And such last-ditch dramatics aren't limited to mammals. The animal behavior of playing dead is called thanatosis. Much of the time, it's a Hail Mary effort to stay alive. Creatures who use this strategy tend to be small and slow-moving. Against a bigger, faster predator, the typical fight-or-flight response doesn't always work. And the good news is, predators might not touch an otherwise easy meal if it goes into thanatosis. Every class of vertebrate animals includes a few species here and there who confuse their attackers by pretending to expire. And it turns out that you don't need feet to convince someone that you've kicked the bucket. Enter stage left, a few of the best reptilian actors you'll ever meet, the hognose snakes of North America. Hognose snakes have facial scales that give them frankly adorable upturned snouts, sort of like a pig's. These are used to push aside dirt, sand, and leaf litter as they search for food. The North American species belong to the snake genus Heterodon. Other so-named hognose snakes dwell in Madagascar and South America. But even though all three groups have upturned noses, they're classified under separate genera. FYI, genera is the plural version of genus, not genuses, technically. And now you know, and as G.I. Joe always said, knowing is half the battle. Heterodon snakes occur from the United States eastern seaboard to Arizona and the Rocky Mountains. In the great outdoors, you can find them as far north as central Canada and as far south as central Mexico. The genus includes three distinct species. Among them, the largest is the eastern hognose, which can grow to about 45 inches or 115 centimeters long. At that size, it's almost twice as big as its cousin, the southern hognose. Rounding out the trio is the charming western, or plains, hognose. Like all snakes, hognoses are carnivores, and they're best known for hunting down toads. While the snakes do not constrict, they do inject a mild venom through a pair of large fangs housed near the back of the mouth. Toads come with their own anti-predator defenses, though. One technique the amphibians may use involves puffing themselves up to appear bigger. Some naturalists think hognoses can counter that trick in a pretty gruesome way. Though this has not been actually documented, heterodon snakes may be using their fangs to puncture the lungs of the toads they consume. A deflated toad is no doubt easier to swallow. And besides toads, hognoses eat fish, lizards, rodents, salamanders, small birds, eggs, and invertebrates like earthworms. However, higher up on the food chain, hawks, opossums, raccoons, and foxes have all been known to make a meal of a hognose. So will a few other snakes, including the cottonmouth. And when faced with danger like this, a frightened heterodon snake may put on a show. Eastern hognoses try to intimidate foes by flattening their necks and rearing up with a threatening hiss. They've thus earned the nickname puff adders. But unlike real adders, heterodon snakes don't rely on their venom as a means of self-defense. Remember, hognose fangs are situated toward the back of the mouth. Because of this dental arrangement, the snakes have to more or less chew on the target before any venom can be administered. And since that's not an efficient way to drive off bigger animals, wild hognoses seldom bite their attackers. But let's get back to the theatrics. When it comes to playing dead, hognose snakes pull out all the stops. You might say they go, whole hog? A hognose in the throes of thanatosis will writhe around wildly, then go belly up. It hangs its mouth open, tongue dramatically dangling. Sometimes it regurgitates food or releases its bowels in the process, which really revs up the yuck factor. And actually, there may be something extra repellent about heterodon fecal matter. Toads that get eaten by the snakes carry a poison called bufotoxin. Perhaps the scent of hognose poop that's chock full of this stuff encourages other animals to stay away. Even experts have questions about the purpose of the act and how it developed in hognose snakes. Clearly, it's an innate behavior. Even scared hatchlings will play dead. Not all actors show equal dedication, though. One scientist observed a pair of adult eastern hognoses that decided to fake their own deaths while still connected in sexual intercourse. Apparently, the female snake broke character before her partner did, and then dragged him behind her for a considerable distance. And if you flip a hognose over in the middle of its dead snake routine, it's liable to roll back over and reassume the death pose. Hognoses are less disposed to playing dead in a captive setting, as long as they're not stressed. Easily housed in a 20-gallon or 75-liter terrarium, the snakes can make wonderful pets. I know one named Henry, and I love him. Western hognoses are especially popular with keepers and breeders alike. And despite being venomous, heterodon snakes rarely bite larger creatures, people included. And the venom these reptiles carry isn't considered dangerous to humans, though getting injected with it may lead to blisters, swelling, and other symptoms. Such accidents most often occur when the snake smells food on its owner's fingers. You can avoid that problem by washing your hands thoroughly before each interaction. Today's episode is based on the article Hognose Snakes Play Dead Like Opossums on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.